McKenzie is on a mission to raise the resonance of the listeners, inspire them to heal their wounds, and live their passion. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Annette, Radio for Your Body and Soul, features renowned healers, teachers, and change agents who are leading the way in advanced thought in the areas of sex, spirit, finding your purpose, living your passion, and befriending your body. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette. Radio for Your Body and Soul will enliven you, give you hope, expand your mind, and put the sparkle in your eyes. This talk radio show addresses serious issues while remaining lighthearted and fun. Lynette is masterful at combining humor and energy-raising techniques to give listeners an instant energetic boost and a heartfelt smile. If you're ready to open to ecstasy and expand your mind, tune in, tune on, and get live with Lynette. Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time. For more information, go to openingtoecstasy.com or openlivenow.com. And now here's your host, Lynette McKenzie.
You are listening to Opening to Ecstasy on Transformation Talk Radio. And today I am here with Bonnie Stern, founder of Sex Butter, and we are going to be talking about sex and sensuality and moving from pain to pleasure and power and how you can create that in your own experience and in your own intimate experience in life. So I'm very excited today to be here with Bonnie. And Bonnie co-created this product, and she's the founder of Sex Butter. It's an organic, topical, hormone-free, chemical-free, sensual, sexual enhancement product for men and women. So let's say hello to Bonnie.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. So let's see. Can you tell us a little bit about your journey and how you came to be this advocate for women's sexual empowerment and why you created this product for women especially?
Sure. Well, I have a really interesting story because it's not like most stories that people would think, but basically what happened was when I was 41, I went into an early perimenopause. And I went from being this, like, young, vivacious, you know, sexual woman who was, like, you know, really enjoying herself to almost, like, shriveling up internally overnight. And so, you know, mentally and emotionally, I was going into my sexual prime, but physically my body was just not. And I became devastated. I literally had no idea what happened to me. So I went, you know, once I found out, I literally went out and started looking for something that I could use that would be able to help me, because I was in such pain that even if I wasn't having, you know, any type of sexual relations, even walking was painful. I was just so dry.
Wow.
And it was just, it was horrifying. And literally, I couldn't find anything that was healthy on the market that I wanted to use that didn't have chemicals and parabens and carcinogenic cancer-causing agents. So I, you know, started kind of doing some research and got involved in the world of inventors, of people that invented natural products, and eventually met the woman today who is my amazing magical formulator and my business partner. And I worked with her for 3.5 to 4 years on the creation of Sex Butter.
Wow.
And I've just been so grateful and so happy, and so it has completely changed me from the inside out.
Mm-hmm. Well, so I really will attest with magical powers. I use it all the time, and I love this product.
Woohoo!
Yeah. Okay, well, let's just jump right in. So let's talk about some of the reasons why sex can be painful for women. So can you give us a couple of the top reasons why women experience this?
Yes. Well, like, let's say just, you know, for a woman of any age, because this doesn't have to be a menopausal woman. This could be anybody. Sex can be painful for so many reasons. First of all, so many people take medication, but the medications dry the body out. And mm-hmm. so a lot of people can lose their libido and or dry out because of medications. A lot of times people get nervous when they're about to have intimate experiences because they could be with a new partner, they could feel uncomfortable about themselves, or maybe uncomfortable about their abilities. And, you know, so you can dry out for things like reasons like that. And then there are all kinds of STDs and, you know, infections that that people have that cause them to dry out. And then there are menopausal issues. So when people start to lose their estrogen, if they don't, you know, use kinds of things to replace that, a lot of times they will dry out. So there's, like, such a multitude of reasons, you know, why people can be dry. And, you know, this affects millions of women. Millions and millions. And in the menopausal market, it's somewhere between 25 and 45% of women that are affected by vaginal dryness.
That's a pretty large percentage of the population.
Exactly. And then I forgot about this, but, you know, people that have had any type of surgeries, like hysterectomies, that would be like that would put somebody into menopause. So even if you're 25 and you have a hysterectomy, you start getting menopausal symptoms.
Wow, that doesn't sound like any fun.
No fun at all.
Okay. And so let's talk about, those are the physical reasons. Let's talk about maybe like psychological reasons or?
Well, psychological reasons would be like self-confidence. Mm-hmm. Somebody that's stressed out. Stress could be a huge reason for drying up. You know, when people are stressed, you know, they change their body chemistry. And, you know, a lot of times that will cause, you know, vaginal dryness. Nervousness will cause vaginal dryness. You know, somebody that doesn't feel good about themselves. And, you know, and they're putting, you know, it's really a lot of, like, all the negative things that are kind of going on in our head, you know, that roll around in there. A lot of times that, you know, that are telling us that we're not enough, we're not good enough, we're not this enough. A lot of times those things actually cause physical changes in the body.
That's really interesting. And I think that makes perfect sense that there's a strong connection between what's going on in our minds and what's going on in our bodies. And sometimes you think, you know, you just go to the doctor and, you know, they'll just give you a drug and everything will be okay. But sometimes it's not about that. It's more about what's going on in your head. So I think that's a really good point. And thanks
exactly.
for bringing that up. Okay. So those are the reasons why sex can be painful. Let's delve into how we can start to break out of this and start to reclaim our power. So where do you think is a good place to start? If it's, you know, if
out of your head and into your body. You know, you know, it's really interesting because, you know, most of us as females, okay, are multitasking. We're doing a million things at once. We're in our career. We're at home. We have children, we have pets, we have households, we have friends, and we have to balance all these things out, which is such a difficult thing to do. And I can tell you for myself personally that I have a challenge with this almost every day in my life. And, you know, what happens is we're so mental and we're so cerebral that we stop feeling our bodies. And it's not easy to be intimate and to be passionate when we're in our heads because we're thinking about everything else under the sun. And how can you really get into your body and allow yourself to open up and really feel good and let go when there's 20 million things going on in your head? And the answer to that is you can't. So one of the things that we did when we were involved in the creation of Sex Better is we use some energetic programming, some quantum programming in our product to really help with that, to help people relax, to help people feel good, to help people de-stress, and to help them feel their bodies. So when I tell people to insert a little bit of sex butter onto the walls of the vagina as well as the G-spot, as well as externally, like on the clitoral area and the vulva area, so that they can start feeling their bodies, feeling themselves, even before they do anything. You know, because sometimes you just need to get out of your head, get into your body, and then eventually, within a minute or two, you know, they can start to feel some sensation. And it's not an irritating sensation. It's a really soothing, like, tickle. And,
that's,
you know, that's one thing
it.
We can do.
Okay, well, we are going to take a break. You are listening to Opening to Ecstasy, and we will be back in just a minute to talk more about the fascinating subject of sex butter. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Condom Selecta!
Dougal Fraser, the queer guy with a third eye, one of the country's most popular psychics, joins Transformation Talk Radio with a call-in advice show that will provide insights and information on creating your best life. You've seen him on The Real Housewives of Orange County, Dancing with the Stars, and so much more. From gurus to gossip, meditation to martinis, the Dougal Fraser Show will both inspire and crack you up with laughter. Tune in every Tuesday at 10. It's the Dougal Fraser Show.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker, Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
TalkRadio.com. TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transforming the world one listener at a time.
A chance to call in with your questions live with Mada. If you would like this internationally acclaimed master healer to answer your questions on a personal level, call 1-800-930-2819. Speak with the founder of her very own evolutionary lightspeed healing method and receive personal guidance pertaining to any physical or emotional health concern that you might have. Just call 1-800-930-2819. That's Mondays with Mada, only on Transformation Talk Radio.
Is Egypt calling you? Are you dreaming of taking a spiritual pilgrimage to one of the most magical destinations on the planet? Being in Egypt immerses you in the realm of infinite possibilities. The veils are thinner, your connection to your full potential more accessible, and your heart opens more easily. Picture yourself meditating inside the Great Pyramid, exploring the sacred temples in exclusive visits, and cruising down the Nile on a luxurious sailing yacht. If you're interested in travel that transforms and rejuvenates you, join Dr. Friedemann Schaub and Danielle Rama Hoffman, author of The Temples of Light, for a spiritual and healing journey to Egypt this November. Call for more information, 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-6463. Or visit EgyptIsCalling.com. That's EgyptIsCalling.com.
Hello, you're back on Opening to Ecstasy, and this is Uma Luna, and our guest today is Bonnie Stern, and we are talking about sex, sensuality, and sex butter. But before we continue, I want to make sure everyone knows how to contact Bonnie. Could you give us your contact info and where people can find out more about sex butter?
Yes. Our website is www.sexbutter.net, and you can contact me personally direct at sexbutter@gmail.com.
Okay, perfect. So, let's get back to business here. We were talking about the tickle.
Well, you know, it's really funny because women love the tickle because it starts to help them feel their bodies and really kind of connect with themselves. And when that happens, a lot of times they start to naturally open up. And as you know, it's not easy always for women to have orgasms. In fact, did you know that only 30% of women actually do have orgasms?
I did not know that. 30%?
Only 30%.
Oh, that's terrible. That's terrible.
I know. And, you know, and that, I mean, that is like every kind of orgasm. That's not, you know, it's not the most difficult type to achieve. It's not the easiest type to achieve. It's just a combination. And 30% is really sad to me because, you know what? I think that 100% of women deserve to have orgasms, don't you?
Oh, I totally agree. Yeah. I mean, I had no idea that that statistic was so low. I'm, like, in shock. I'm like, what?
Well, you know, it's funny. Sometimes I get 28 and sometimes I get 30, depending on where I'm looking. But I'm going to give people the benefit of the doubt and let's say 30. So Sex Butter really is such an amazing product for this. And one of the reasons that I tell people to use it on the inside is because not only does it wake up their libido and wake up their body, but it really helps make having orgasms easy and effortless.
Mm-hmm.
I have had so many people that never had one before tell me that they are having orgasms for their first time, and they're so excited.
That is exciting. Yeah, and you know what? Can you also maybe tell, we had talked before about the story about the woman who had some physical problems and her husband hadn't been intimate for a really long time. And
Oh, yeah. So about 2 years ago when we were in the testing phases, I met a woman who was 35 years old who had had a hysterectomy when she was 30. And she was married, you know, from the time she had the hysterectomy, and she was unable to have any level of intimacy and penetration since she had the hysterectomy. In fact, even urinating was a painful experience for her every single time. She was begging her oncologist, you know, for something. And, you know, it was really hurting their relationship, you know, because they had lost the intimacy part of it. And you can imagine how that would be pretty devastating for a couple, especially in their 30s. And when I found out, I immediately sent her out a bunch of samples, and I told her I did not want her to have, you know, relations right away. I wanted her to use the Sex Butter for 5 days prior. After 1 day, she called me up to tell me, and she was, you know, practically in tears, telling me that it was the first day that she had urinated pain-free in 5 years. And
wow.
I said to her, don't have relations yet. Don't have relations yet. I really want you to, like, prepare yourself. And she did. She listened to me. And 6 days after she received the stuff, both her and her husband called me, and they were crying because it was the first time in 5 years that they had had any form of physical relations. And she and he were just over the top excited because they got back something that they were missing. And I cried myself because I realized that Sex Butter has a huge purpose. And it's not just about me. It's about people loving people.
Definitely.
You know, intimacy is huge. Don't you think that intimacy is important in relationships?
Oh, definitely, definitely. I mean, we all want to be loved. We all want to experience love. And that's one of the most profound ways that we can give and receive that experience. So, and be close to someone, you know, there's no way that I know of that you can be more close to someone. So I definitely agree it's very important. And I love the work that you're doing around this. And I love this product.
Oh, thank you. Well, I love it because every day that something like that happens, I mean, we have programming in this product to soothe against all kinds of abuse, sexual abuse, surgical abuse, abuse that occurs when people have different kinds of diseases, basically what happens is when people have disease, their body gets abused. And, you know, so we just have all kinds of positive programming in there so that people can heal.
I did not know that. I guess that explains that extra layer of what's going on with the six-footer, because I'm telling you, the lightning is flashing, the fireworks are going off.
And you know what the best part about it, aside from, like, all the healing parts of it, is that it is so fun. Like, mm-hmm. I love sex butter. And, you know, my fiancé, he actually says to me, hey, Bonnie, where's the butter? You know, if it's not around, if you can't find it. It's like, we love this product. And that's what is starting to happen, is that when women start to use it, then a lot of times their partner starts to request it. You know why? Because he feels like a hero.
Mm-hmm.
Because what's happening is he's seeing that his woman is being more pleasured than ever before in such a deep way that he's feeling it, he's seeing it, and he's watching her experience the time of her life, and he feels so good that he can be a part of giving her this pleasure.
That's so true. That's such a good point, because a lot of times I think women forget that. Men really want to make us happy. That's what our partners want. They want us to be happy, and they want to be part of that happiness. And they want to make us feel good, and they want to give us pleasure. And I think that sometimes women don't necessarily understand that or realize, you know, how that affects them. And then
right.
when they see us happy and satisfied, then they feel better about themselves, and then they're going to do it more, and it's just going to be this, like, beautiful flow that just gets better and better between you. So it's a good point.
Exactly. Exactly.
About that.
So, I mean, I love sex better for that reason, because I just feel like, you know, women deserve to have the orgasms. Orgasms are so healthy for the body. I mean, mm-hmm. did you know that orgasms are, like, amazing for stress relief?
I know that, yes.
And who doesn't have stress, right?
Yeah, especially in this day and age.
Exactly. And you know what? And especially with all the things that are going on in the economy and the world, and things are changing so much. And, you know, life can be very intense sometimes. And, you know, having a great orgasm is, like, an awesome way to, like, literally, like, really release some really heavy-duty stress.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I did read an article that said that people that had sex approximately 2 to 3 times a week lived longer and reported general overall higher satisfaction and happiness in life. So
I love that.
I'm like, me too.
Woo-hoo. So, gotta love that, right?
Exactly. So can you just tell us a few more ways of maybe how, as women, we can kind of just open up a little bit and get out of our heads?
Well, one of the great things about, you know, like when we can get into our bodies, a lot of amazing things happen. Because when we're in our heads, that's a very masculine state. When women get into their bodies, they start to become more creative, more free-flowing, more open-minded. They love themselves more. They feel more feminine. They feel sweeter. They feel more loving. And a lot of amazing things come out of all that. So it's really important for us as women to really be able to connect into our femininity and really feel the best that we can about ourselves.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that I totally agree, and I do work with that too, with the whole dropping into the body thing in my work with belly dance. So I totally hear you on that. And it's really interesting as women how much of our identity is wrapped up in our body and more how we feel about our bodies. So for me, one way that really is, like, super powerful is through dance. And then it's like you're enjoying your body for yourself, and it's not about what somebody else thinks your body looks like or anyone else judging you. It's just about enjoying it for yourself and having
exactly.
fun.
And you know what else that happens then also is that we become very self-confident. And when we exude confidence, everything changes because, you know, I've had people tell me when they use sex butter that for that day and the day after, they feel like they're being noticed. And what that really is coming from is when people use sex butter on the inside, it actually brings out their pheromones. And for some reason, and it's a really good one, you know, they're out there for like 2 days. And, you know, when you feel noticed and people are looking at you and they smile at you and they're attentive to you, you know, it makes you feel good about yourself. And I think that, you know, it kind of gives you that little spring in your step. And when we feel confident, you know, that's when you come alive and you feel like you can do anything. And it really affects every area of your life. It affects your personal life. It affects your home life. It affects your career life. It affects everything. Because when you feel good and you exude that, you draw amazing things to you.
Definitely, definitely. Well, this is Umwa Luna, and you are listening to Opening to Ecstasy. We'll be right back, and we will be discussing more about how to open up to your sensuality and confidence. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Gloria Messenger is a spiritual artist and angel messenger. Her life mission is to celebrate the joy of angel love and deliver your personal message. She helps others open to their angel connection. Gloria's angel portraits offer empowering daily inspiration. To commission your angel portrait, call 905-468-5529. That's 905-468-5529. Or visit www.theangelmessenger.com.
Hi, I'm Paul Bland. Did you know there is only one truly perfect food protein produced by nature? It can bring dramatic results to your health, your appearance, and overall performance. Introducing Action Whey. No other protein supplement on the market has been able to achieve the incredible health benefits of Action Whey while still achieving a taste that is better than a malt shop shake. Action Whey, for the way nature intended. Visit seaandearth.com. That's seaandearth.com for more information.
As many as 96% of Americans are extremely deficient in iodine. Hi, this is Paul from Sea and Earth Nutrition. Thankfully, there's a simple step many of us are already taking to help boost the protective benefits of iodine within the thyroid and literally every cell within our body, Emerald C. Emerald C is a rich and rare natural source of iodine from the most nutrient-dense species of seaweed on the planet. If there's enough iodine in our bodies, radioactive fallout is no longer able to concentrate in the thyroid, and it will simply pass through. This is just one of the many benefits of natural food-based iodine. It not only helps to ensure proper operation of the thyroid and our entire endocrine system, it helps to protect this vital gland from the dangers of radioactive fallout. Knowing this, we can take prudent precautionary steps to protect ourselves and loved ones from any potential radioactive dangers, including those we already face every day. To purchase Emerald C, visit C, that's S-E-A, and earth.com.
Lynette McKenzie is on a mission to raise the resonance of the listeners, inspire them to heal their wounds, and live their passion. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, radio for your body and soul, features renowned healers, teachers, and change agents who are leading the way in advanced thought in the areas of sex, spirit, finding your purpose, living your passion, and befriending your body. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, radio for your body and soul will enliven you, give you hope, expand your mind, and put the sparkle in your eyes. This talk radio show addresses serious issues while remaining lighthearted and fun. Lynette is masterful at combining humor and energy-raising techniques to give listeners an instant energetic boost and a heartfelt smile. If you're ready to open to ecstasy and expand your mind, tune in, tune on, and get live with Lynette. Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, go to OpeningToEcstasy.com or OpenLiveNow.com.
We're back on Opening to Ecstasy with Lynette McKenzie, and I am the guest host today, and this is Umwa Luna, and we are here with Bonnie Stern, and we are talking about sex butter. and how it works and how it benefits you and brings your confidence and your charisma out. So we're just talking about that. So I totally agree with what you were saying about how when you spark your confidence, it really affects every area of your life, and it makes you just magnetic, and it just completely changes everything. And I loved what you were saying about that.
Well, so, I want to tell you, if I can, what to kind of give you kind of a couple of examples of that, of what has happened to me.
Sure.
Because, you know, when people say, oh, it affects all areas of their life, it's kind of like, well, how? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
I think that, you know, like some concrete examples could be, you know, interesting for listeners. And, you know, one of the things for me is, you know, I'm 47 plus years old. And, mm-hmm. You know, I really have been single basically my whole life until about a month and a half ago when I got engaged. And I was really kind of feeling like I probably was never going to find the kind of guy that I was really interested in, you know, to be able to be with for the rest of my life. And, you know, I was open to it. However, you know, my heart was kind of like maybe a little disconnected. And I've been working on opening my heart for about, you know, 7 or 8 years, working with, you know, healers and stuff like that, because I have had a lot of trauma in my past. And once I started using sex butter, I started feeling really amazing, but I was going through some personal stuff, you know, that had nothing to do with the sex butter and had nothing to do with, you know, anything involved with my career. And so I wasn't really interested in meeting a man for a while. And then recently, all of that ended. And I kind of started feeling like I was finally ready, you know, to be open, you know, to see what the possibilities would be. And it was really amazing because as soon as I started opening my mind, and I ended up meeting, like, the love of my life, which I'm super, super excited about. And now I'm going to be getting married for the first time. And that was one way that, you know, my life changed. And then another way that my life changed is for like 7 or 8 years, I decided that I wasn't taking any more pictures because people were telling me that I was not photogenic. Mm. And, you know, I thought to myself, God, you know, what a sad thing. And once I started using the sex butter, it took a couple months, didn't happen overnight. But all of a sudden, I started feeling good about myself. And I was like, oh, I'm going to take pictures. And I started being open to taking pictures. And then literally last May, I actually did a boudoir photo shoot, which is kind of huge for somebody who wouldn't take any photos for 7 years. And, you know, it really, I really can't tell you how much, you know, rejuvenating my body and making, you know, and feeling so good about myself changed me from the inside out. It's like I am not shy anymore the way I was. I mean, I used to be so shy that I could, like, barely talk to people. And now I'm a little shy sometimes. But for the most part, I'm open, I'm free. I mean, I can talk about almost any topic. And, you know, as you know, anything sexual can be very controversial. And I feel totally open to talk about things that are sexual and things that, you know, are harmful to the body. And, you know, I can talk about things that people are afraid to discuss. And from somebody who came from being totally shy, it's pretty amazing that I can, you know, be open and honest about a lot of things that are very personal and that people are kind of like, wow, you know. And I get thanked often for people that have the same things going on, but they're afraid to talk about them.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. I appreciate that about you and bringing all of this stuff out into the open. And it's true. Unfortunately, there's not a lot of arenas for it. And I really can't imagine why anybody would say that you're not photogenic, because I think you look great in pictures. And I see all these pictures of you all the time. And I loved your boudoir photo shoot. You looked amazing.
Oh, so, thank you.
And so the only difference really is not really how you look. You look the same pretty much as you looked before. You're just in your formation.
I mean, I didn't lose a drastic amount of weight. I didn't, you know, completely change my look. I didn't have plastic surgery. I mean, really it was, I really believe that, you know, when I became self-confident, that my whole demeanor changed. That's what I really believe that it is.
That makes sense. That makes sense. I love that what you were saying earlier, too, about the pheromones and the, you know, mm-hmm. people that are getting noticed afterwards. And I actually personally have had that experience, too, of, like, using the sex butter and then kind of just noticing a little bit more attention the next day, you know?
Yeah. Well, hey, who doesn't want that, right?
Exactly.
And you know what? If you're in a relationship, who doesn't want that from their partner?
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
And even if you're in a relationship, you know, sometimes, you know, you feel like, oh, they just like me because they're used to me or whatever, you know. But it's nice when it's, like, outside of your relationship because that kind of, like, boosts your confidence, too, and that makes you feel more secure and beautiful, and that also helps improve your relationship, you know.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So let's talk a little bit about how you were saying connecting to your creativity. Let's talk a little bit about that. About what does that mean, and how does that play into your sexuality and your sensuality?
Well, your creativity as far as for me personally, the way it connects, you know, for me into my sensuality and my sexuality. Personally, it definitely makes a difference in being more open-minded when I'm intimate with my partner. And not only that, I mean, you know, when you're in a relationship for a long period of time, sometimes people say that sex can become boring because it becomes more of a routine, you know, and people have so many other things going on in their life, especially when they have children, that a lot of times it's like, okay, well, we have a few minutes here, or let's kind of do it and get it over with. And, you know, I really feel like my sexual, sensual part of my life is important to me, and time needs to be given to that because I like to have a lot of different experiences with my partner. I like to have a lot of variety, and I like to make sure that, you know, he's being pleased in the same way that I'm being pleased. I like to feel completely satiated when my experiences are over. And what happens when that happens is you start to glow. And I've, you know, recently released some videos where I talk about sex butter, and I've been talking about the ingredients in sex butter. And it's really interesting because when I watch those videos and I have no makeup on in those videos, my face is glowing. And I looked at it, and I was, like, blown away when I saw that. And interesting enough, I intentionally made sure that I was intimate with my partner the night before and the morning of, before we left for San Diego to go shoot those videos. So it's pretty funny, you know, when you say that. But when your creativity opens up, you know, it can completely change what happens in your career. You could... Mm-hmm. You can think of all new kinds of ideas. You can get all kinds of, you know, you could just be open. Your mind opens up. You become much more expansive. And I feel like when I'm in a creative state personally, that I just draw in so many loving things to me. And, you know, I didn't grow up being an artist. I grew up being a tomboy. So for me, this is like a whole new world. So it's like I kind of feel like a whole new world has opened up to me. And I'm loving this world a heck of a lot more than I love my masculine side. It's much more fun. And
much
it's
more.
Much more, it just makes me feel so good.
I agree. And, yeah, it's something that we could easily slip into in our society, is just kind of staying in the masculine, because this is a masculine-oriented world, and we miss out on so much joy and that creativity and fun and self-expression mm-hmm. and play and all those things that make our lives rich, even though, you know, you don't traditionally think of them in a goal-oriented way. But it's true, like what you said, that those things can help open up your career and expose you to things you never thought were possible and take you down paths that you weren't aware of and lead you to things in a roundabout way that you wouldn't have got to if you would have just kept plodding along. So I love, love, love the way you describe that. So we are going to take a short break. You are listening to Opening to Ecstasy, and this is Uma Luna, and we will be right back and talk more about sex and sin.
Hi, I'm Paul Bland. Did you know there is only one truly perfect food protein produced by nature? It can bring dramatic results to your health, your appearance, and overall performance. Introducing Action Whey. No other protein supplement on the market has been able to achieve the incredible health benefits of Action Whey while still achieving a taste that is better than a malt shop shake. Action Whey, for the way nature intended. Visit SeaAndEarth.com. That's SEAandEarth.com for more information.
Disease, one of the most dreaded words in our vocabulary. Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know traditionally we have viewed disease as a degenerative process? Disease is better understood when we view it as dis-ease in the human body. Dis-ease means without ease. Health is not merely the absence of disease. It's when every part of the body works together effortlessly, relaxed and at ease. It's that relaxed state that lets energy flow in waves through and around the entire body. Every organ has an electrical charge, and when overcharged or undercharged, dis-ease occurs. And it is an effort to go through our day. We are able to determine the exact dis-ease of the body and design a specific solution to correct the nutritional imbalance. Contact us at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. And visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Welcome to Anagallis Herbs, a quirky company that believes Mother Earth gives us everything we need to heal our bodies naturally. We believe if you can't put it in your body, you shouldn't be putting it on your body. Our beautiful face creams and body salves are a treat for your skin and your soul. Our baby products are delightfully effective and non-toxic. You can find our products online at anagallis.com or call our master herbalist, 925-337-5229. Anagallis Herbs. If you can't put it in your body, you don't put it on your body.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of The Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host at transformationtalkradio.com.
We're back on Opening to Ecstasy, and this is Uma Luna, a guest hosting for Lynette McKenzie, and I'm here with Bonnie Stern, and we are talking about sex, sex butter, and sensuality. So we were just talking about before the break, opening up to your feminine side and your creative side and how that can really enrich your life. So we kind of wanted to shift gears a little bit, and we noticed that we weren't talking about men very much, so we wanted to talk about how this product, this amazing product, Sex Butter, works for men.
Yeah, so, we did not want to forget about you.
Exactly. So they can use this product as well?
Oh, yes. Men can use this product as well. It's a product for him and her, and it's really interesting because when I was involved in the creation of this product, men were asking, what about me? And I was like, you guys get to use this product too. And it's really interesting because, you know, there's so many products on the market for men, whereas there really isn't, you know, anything much available for women, you know, for a lot of these purposes. And it's interesting that men were asking for something more. And I think the reason for that is because there's, you know, a lot of the products for men are in pill form. So this is a, you know, a topical product for men. And it can be applied directly to their private parts as well as, you know, the ball area. And it can also be applied internally if they choose. And the response that I've got from men, you know, just from their usage is, in the testing phases, we heard a lot of quicker recovery time. And the reason being for that is that they could actually feel sensation even after they had orgasm. And that sensation would continue, and it was like a sensation that would actually start to get them back up and running again very quickly. And so they were really super excited about that. Quicker recovery
time. I'm sure their wives were too.
Exactly. And then we also heard that they loved the intensity of the sensation that they experienced with the orgasm. So more intense orgasms. And then I had some men say that it was easier for them to get hard using sex butter, which we love, and that they loved having manual stimulation and oral stimulation using the sex butter.
Oh,
it made
okay.
them feel really good.
Interesting.
So, ladies, listen to your men and listen to what they're saying, because you know what? Just as much fun as you want to have, they deserve to have that much fun, too.
That's true. So that's an interesting point. So you can taste this, and it's, can you talk a little bit about, like, you know.
This product is food grade, which means
okay.
you can ingest it. Each of the oils, you know, on their own are all food grade edible. The main ingredients that we use in the sex butter are coconut oil, and they're all organic, cocoa oil, shea, jojoba, and grapeseed. And all of these products are food-grade edible, and they're all really super healthy for the skin, both internally and externally. And they are completely safe for human and animal. So it's really yeah. important that people know that, because we only want to put healthy products on our body. Because remember, mm-hmm. everything that you put on your skin goes into your body. And obviously, if you're going to ingest something, that's going to go into your body as well. And what has, you know, kind of really come about that's been like a really inspirational thing for me is that a lot of the couples that have been using sex butter, you know, for an extended period of time, I've had some couples using it for a couple years now, and some of the things that they're reporting to me is that basically because their intimacy has grown together, it has really changed the quality of their relationship. And
wow.
I cannot even tell you how happy that makes me. Because, you know, most of the time I walk around and see people that are together, but they're really not connected as mm-hmm. individuals. And, you know, like every time when I see a couple and I can tell that they have, like, a strong connection and they feel like really connected to their partner, it really shows. And it's unfortunately a really rare thing that I see. However, when I do, it's the thing that inspires me about relationships.
Definitely. So I was going to ask you earlier if you could talk a little bit about the scent and the taste.
Sure. Oh, sure. So the scent of the sex butter is like a dark chocolate mint, and it smells really good. And it's not like sweet smelling. It's really like, you know, the real true dark chocolate, and some of that comes from the cocoa oil that we put in it. So it's like really a natural scent. It's not, you know, it's, and the taste of it is kind of like really super dark chocolate with a little hint of coconut. And it's not sweet and it's not sticky. So if you're expecting something like that, it's really not like that. It's a really super clean feeling on the taste. And it's, you know, we don't have any chemicals and no sugar additives of any type, you know, in there. So it really is like the true taste of the coconut oil and the cocoa oil that's coming through.
Okay. And so can you just say a little bit about being a sensual woman and what that means?
To me?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, you know, I was somebody who was, you know, who grew up being a total tomboy, and really it took me until I was about 35 to kind of start working on becoming more feminine. And so, you know, my femininity is like so important to me because I have seen myself change so drastically. And part of that is tuning into my sensuality and how I feel as a woman. And I have noticed that I have become so much softer. And people, women have even asked me, you know, like, how do you, you know what I mean? Like, I think that part of my sensuality emanates. And so people actually ask me about it sometimes, which is really interesting and was really a new experience for me. And it's really about feeling good in my body, feeling proud of myself, feeling comfortable with myself, accepting all of me, accepting how I look physically, accepting how I am emotionally and mentally, and really tuning into when I don't feel good, what is wrong? What is really the core of what's wrong? So that I can move through it, work on it, and really be the most beautiful person that I can be. And, you know, I think it's really about the essence of who I really am, my sensuality and how I feel about myself. And I really want to feel the best that I can feel as much of the time as possible. And it doesn't mean that I don't have challenges in my life and that I don't go through things that are tough, but I do it with grace and with ease. And I really move through things as quickly as possible when they're difficult so that I can really move into my feeling good space and be there for as much of the time as possible.
Wow. Well, I love the way that sounds, and hopefully we can all open up to living that way more. That's going to be it for our show today. Before we wrap up here, let's just once again say how people can get in touch with you and get some sex butter.
Okay, so people can get in touch with me through sexbutter@gmail.com. And you can ask me any questions you want, and I'm happy to answer them. And you can purchase Sex Butter by going to our website, www.sexbutter.net.
Awesome. And if people want to get in touch,
I want to thank you. Thank you, thank
you. Oh, you're welcome. And can people get in touch with you also on Facebook?
Oh, yes, Bonnie Stern on Facebook, and I have a picture of myself with a rose, and we also have Sex Butter on Facebook. And I'm Sex Butter Babe on Twitter.
Okay, and that's where you, on Facebook, is where you're doing the sensuality videos, where you're giving tips and the femininity tips of the week, right?
Yes, and on my YouTube channel, which is Sex Butter Babe.
All right, awesome. Well, thank you so much, Bonnie, for sharing great information, and I'm so glad you could join us today. And I want to thank all of our guests for tuning in to Opening to Ecstasy. Have a wonderful week, and we will see you next Friday.
You've been listening to Opening to Ecstasy. Kentucky, Live with Lynette, radio for your body and soul. Tune in each Friday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more of Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, contact Lynette at OpeningToEcstasy.com or OpenLiveNow.com or call 541-982-2707. That's 541-982-2707.